The World Today. At this time, the Columbia Broadcasting System calls in its correspondents in important European capitals for the latest news on the diplomatic, economic, and battlefronts. Tonight, direct by transatlantic shortwave radio, you shall hear from Harry W. Flannery in Berlin, Lee White in Sofia, and Edward Murrow in London. But before going abroad for the latest news, here is a summary of press association reports from other points. From Athens comes a Greek government spokesman's report that a new counterattack by the Italians in the Albanian coastal sector had met with a fate worse than any yet tried. The Italians are said to have launched the attack with large forces and to have been repulsed with such heavy losses that they retreated in confusion. The spokesman said the Italians have not had time to reorganize their positions. From Vichy come reports that Pope Pius XII has renewed his peace drive in the hope of bringing a settlement of the war. The pontiff is reported to have instructed Cardinal Gellier, Archbishop of Lyon and Primate of France, to strive for a Franco-German peace as the first step toward ending the war. It is reported that the Cardinal has had a series of conferences within the last few days with Marshal Pétain and other French cabinet officers. Tokyo reports that an armistice between Siam and French Indochina was signed today aboard a Japanese warship in Saigon Harbor, and that peace negotiations would begin soon in Tokyo. Now for the news direct. First from the German capital, Harry W. Flannery reporting. Go ahead, Berlin.
This is Berlin. Our German newspapers tonight continue to give main attention to the speech yesterday afternoon by Adolf Hitler. A German radio quoted from other newspapers in all parts of Europe, as well as in Russia and Japan. A Berlin local Anzeiger, commenting on the address, said that the warning to the United States had been well understood on the other side of the ocean. Indicative of the importance attached to this part of the talk was the fact that one of the German radio broadcasts tonight quoted these passages at length, including the phrase, in connection with help to Britain, that every ship, whether with or without escort, that comes within range of our torpedoes will be sunk. Official circles in Berlin this afternoon, commenting on the Hitler speech, said that this threat applied only to the war-blocked waters about England. At the same time, it was noted that Turkey made no comments on the recent Roosevelt speech, had nothing to say directly about the so-called Linden Lease Bill, and, generally speaking, made few references to the United States. As far as Germany is concerned, it doesn't appear tonight, therefore, that the situation in connection with the United States has been changed by the address. In connection with the reports in English and Swedish newspapers that Wendell Wilkie had been invited to come to Germany, it was said in official quarters tonight that Wilkie had not been given any such invitation, and that if he had, he would probably have refused it. Nevertheless, continued the Wilhelmstrasse comment, Wilkie would have found it extremely interesting to visit Berlin, since it was said there had been no air raid of arms here since December the 21st. The official news agency DNB also busied itself with a denial tonight. This was the BBC claim that Germany had attempted an invasion of England. Germany did not undertake any invasion effort of England either last month or last September, said the news agency. 3 air raid alarms were reported in London today. An early official German news announcement said that small units of the German Air Force attacked a number of militarily important objectives in London and nearby in the course of this forenoon and the early hours of the afternoon. Another German news announcement tonight claimed that a German long-distance bomber attacked a 5,000-ton merchant vessel 100 miles west of the Hebrides about noon today, and that an hour later a second steamer of over 5,000 tons was attacked 250 miles off the Scottish coast. It was said that both ships were so effectively hit that they went down within a short space of time. Further activity of German planes in the Mediterranean war was announced. The Italian communique said the German planes bombed Suez and Ismail in the Suez Canal. No further details were given. Chancellor Hitler was reported to have received a delegation of members of the Imperial Japanese Army in the new Reichschancellery today. The delegation, headed by Lieutenant General Yamashita, has been making a tour of inspection of special institutions and branches of the German Army and Air Force, and is expected to visit the Western Front battlefields later. Members of the Hoover Commission, after having made a tour of Belgium and the Netherlands in connection with relief there, reported tonight ready to meet in Berlin for discussions. Another note is that Tchaikovsky's opera, The Sorceress, was heard in the State Opera House in Berlin tonight in its first presentation outside of Russia and possibly the first anywhere in decades. Sorceress failed when first given in Russia, principally because it was boycotted on moral grounds and has not been attempted since. This is Harry W. Flannery, returning you to Columbia, New York.